I was up there on Friday week, I think it was, with my wife Christina, and for a walk, and I was just taken aback by the way that the beach has changed over the number of years that I've been out there walking with my family, but particularly in the last 5 or 6 months, and the damage that has been done through the storms that, that have happened this winter. I'm not sure whether we all totally appreciate it, whether we actually realise the challenges that are going to be, that we are going to face into the future, and certainly, you know, it's not all going to be solved by rock arm or whatever, and you know, we're going to have to make serious decisions in the years to come on how we protect, or how do we, you know, what line of defence we put in place to protect valuable resources from this threat.
Do you think it's something that attention is drawn to, or the public becomes very aware of after a major storm, but then when it dies down, it's something that goes out of people's minds?
Yes, unfortunately, I think it is. Now, I know there is some work being done at national level in relation to doing some sort of an audit on areas that are more prone to attack and are at greater risk. But as I said at the meeting, you know, yes, we've had a number of storms over the last number of years, but fortunately, Sligo has, you know, by and large, dodged the bullet in most cases of those storms, that, you know, that we haven't got a direct hit compared to some other parts of the country. We shouldn't be looking at this with complacency and say, oh, well, look, nothing really has happened over the last number of years. The thing is that it's possibly not going to be one single incident that's going to happen. It's the gradual erosion and the ingress of the ocean and the collapse of dunes and whatever. And I said, maybe that's what struck me when I went to Ross's Point the other day, just seeing, you know, how that beach has changed, particularly in the last 5 years.